Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there's just not enough time or energy to give to yourself, let alone others. You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your inner critic is whispering doubts in your ear? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Cultivating compassion for ourselves and others. Because let's face it, folks, the world needs more kindness, starting with ourselves. Think about it. We often treat ourselves like that demanding boss who never lets up. We set impossible expectations, berate ourselves for minor mistakes, and forget to celebrate even the smallest victories. But here's the truth. Being kind to yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation of a happy and fulfilling life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Avery, easier said than done. Trust me, I get it. Our minds are wired to focus on negativity, to replay those embarrassing moments and highlight our perceived flaws. But that doesn't mean we're powerless. We can actively choose to cultivate compassion, both for ourselves and others. So, how do we start? Well, let's break it down into some actionable steps. 1. Practice self-awareness. This means really tuning into your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Notice when you're being overly critical or harsh towards yourself. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then chances are it's not something you should be saying to yourself either. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. When those self-deprecating voices creep in, don't just accept them as fact. Actively challenge them. Ask for evidence, look for alternative perspectives, and reframe negative thoughts into more positive and realistic ones. 3. Treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? How would you treat them? Now extend that same kindness and understanding to yourself. You deserve it. 4. Practice active listening. When interacting with others, truly listen to what they are saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, but genuinely try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. 5. Be kind in small ways. Sometimes, the smallest acts of kindness can have the biggest impact. Smile at a stranger, hold the door open for someone, or offer a helping hand when you see someone struggling. These little gestures can brighten someone's day and create a ripple effect of positivity. Okay, let me paint a quick picture for you. Picture this. You're rushing to work, juggling your coffee and phone, feeling overwhelmed by the day ahead. Suddenly, you trip and spill your coffee all over yourself. Yikes. Your immediate reaction? To curse under your breath, beat yourself up for being clumsy, and dwell on how embarrassing it is. But what if instead, you took a deep breath, chuckled at the absurdity of it all, said, well, that's just my day starting off interesting, and calmly cleaned up the mess? That's practicing self-compassion in action. It doesn't mean ignoring the situation or pretending it didn't happen. It means acknowledging it with grace, choosing to respond with kindness rather than anger, and moving forward without letting a minor setback derail your entire day. Remember, folks, cultivating compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, when those negative thoughts creep back in. But that's okay. Just keep practicing, keep reminding yourself of the power of kindness, and celebrate every small victory along the way. You're stronger than you think, more resilient than you realize, and capable of incredible things when you approach life with compassion at its core. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, be kind to others, and let's make this world a little brighter, one act of kindness at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, hit us up on social media, leave a review, or tell your friends. Until next time, stay calm, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.